Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
It has a yellow beak and it has a black kind of mask and it has a ring around its neck and black like down here and a black breast.
I'm speaking to a group from Brilliant Ballybunion about their efforts to track and protect the winged plover, a once ubiquitous wading bird that has seen declining numbers in recent years and is now under amber conservation status in Ireland.
Hi, I'm Anya Hellard, living in Ballybunion. I'm a collaborator in Brilliant Ballybunion, and the nature group that we're involved in is an offshoot from that. So basically, there's different elements of the nature group itself, and the one that we're actively, the one that I'm actively involved in is the plover group. I suppose it was really down to Sean's love for the bird, and we heard and saw lots of his documentation from when he was a child, and I suppose his love for the bird and his just the emotion behind the story of the bird, and I suppose the danger that the bird is in at the moment. As a parent, I suppose I felt compelled to do something to protect nature on our own doorstep.
So my name is Sean Culhane, and like Anya, I'm a resident in Ballybunion. I am a collaborator in Brilliant Ballybunion as well. Plover was an obvious project in terms of Ballybunion. So my particular love of the bird comes from when I was a child and a teenager bird watching in Ballybunion, and it was ever present. And coming from the Cashin or from the Long Strand, this bird would be the first bird that you would be encounter. It would meet you and be like the gatekeeper on the Cashin or the Long Strand. It would meet you first, and in the summer months particularly, and as you walk towards the Cashin Mouth from either side, it would divert you away. Very characteristic little bird, because it had an egg or it had a chick. And little did we think that I'm 53 now, I didn't think that we would be involved in the conservation of this little bird. So it's great. So this little guy is our first project, and we're surveying from an area in Carrigfoyle Castle down to Kilmore and Ballyduff under the instruction from Barry, who's we're very lucky to have as a neighbour in Ballybunion, who's been involved in so many conservation projects. He was a natural little project for us to get involved in, because he's on our beaches. He's very, very vulnerable, he or she is very vulnerable in where it nests, because it's facing the Atlantic. It's ground nesting, and we can see all the time that it's still trying. It's going through the motions of trying to nest, but so far we haven't direct evidence that it's actually managed to successfully go the whole way. We can see the bird still has an affinity to Ballybunion and the beach and to other beaches in North Kerry, despite all of the pressures and climate change and higher tides.
When did you start noticing there was a decline in the plover?
Well, I think, in the 80s into the 90s, any time you go down, at any time in the summer months, you would see so many of them nesting. It feigns a broken wing, it diverts you away because it's got a chick. And you would just take this for granted. I took that for granted every time I went down there, And what I noticed in the last 10 years or more is that you don't see that anymore. You can see it diverting you away, but it doesn't have the broken wing, and the broken wing is the de facto marker. You don't even have to see a chick. Once you see a broken wing, then you know there are chicks nearby. It's been a staple in terms of my bird watching since I was a kid. It's definitely a barometer species, because you learn so much about other ecological pressures on the beaches, and that's the great thing about it. So we're not just helping this lovely little endearing little bird. We're also, as amateurs, guided by Barry, learning so much about the ecological pressures on the beach.
Dr. Barry O'Donoghue of the National Parks and Wildlife Service, who's involved in the programme, says at least 30 volunteers are participating in the group.
Everybody that has been involved in this project this summer, they've really put in such a massive shift. Nothing has been any problem. It's always on the WhatsApp group. What can I do? Okay, I'll be there. I'll put in a shift Saturday morning. I'll put in a shift Sunday evening. It's just magnificent to witness the inspirational love that people have for this ringed plover. It's almost a symbol of the nature locally, that people want to save it, and this is their chance. This is the bird that they've latched onto, and they see this as an opportunity to give back to the environment that we love so much, that we appreciate so much. And of course, there are the prescient issues that we know will continue to have an impact on our beloved ringed plover, including the habitat loss and the rock armour, channeling of the plover into suboptimal habitats where they're at more risk of their nests being flooded or predated. But through building the knowledge of where the birds are, what the issues are, connecting with the landowners and the businesses in those areas, the influential players, I have no doubt but that this group, the energy and the dynamism that's in the group and the will to save this beloved ring plover, it will happen. There's a determination in the group that the youngsters that are involved today, we will provide them with a future where they can go out and hear and see this masked crusader, the Cesaro, the Bandito, the ring plover, as they grow up. This isn't about experts or big budget conservation projects. The group here is literally doing all of this on our own time. And if there are any experts on ring plover in Ireland, it's the folks here who have been going out and putting in the time, finding these birds nesting, watching them and protecting them.
My name is Sarah Nolan. I'm from Liselton. I'm a mother of three small children aged 2, 4 and 6. I've always had an interest in the environment and the climate, and obviously with the climate crisis for ourselves and for our kids' future, it's always something that's kind of in the back of my mind, and always kind of wanted to do something in or around that space. I attended an event that they held in Ballybunion. I think it was in February, March of this year. It was North Kerry Sustainability, and it was organised by the Brilliant Ballybunion Initiative, which is funded by Creative Climate. And in that, they showed a video that Sean had done about the ring plover, and it was very captivating, like such a gorgeous little bird. He showed what the chicks were like, and everybody softened at the knee, and oh, that's so cute. And then I suppose from that there was a panel discussion, and there was an ambition that Sean had shared, saying, can you imagine if in every town and village that we had a conservation group similar to the GAA? And it was just something that struck a chord with me, and going, oh my God, yeah, that would just be fantastic. And why not? Like, the Brilliant Ballybunion, the pillar of the nature group, kicked off a meeting in the town, and they set out what they wanted to do, looking for volunteers to do a survey of the bird during the breeding period this year. It was something I was interested, but I've three small kids. I thought, I have no time to give to this, but I'll try, and I'd like to be there at the beginning to see what's going on. We did a quick training with Barry and Sean one of the days, and I did the best that I could. I roped in my sister, my husband, my first cousin, and between all of us, and just word of mouth, and just running out the door at any available moment, we still managed to clock up over 20 hours of survey and observation on the bird, which is kind of amazing. You think, like, there's nothing you can do, you have no time, but you'd be surprised. Barry and Sean, and they show you things. I'd never heard of the ring plover, didn't know what he looked like, very novice bird watcher, but then I learned so much from them. Like, it just, you walk down the same path that you've walked 1,000 times before, but then it starts to look completely different. Any time I go for a walk on the beach, you mightn't always see the ring plover, but you'll hear him, and I never would have paid attention to that sound before. I learned about so many bird species that I didn't know anything about, and it's just so nice to be within a group of people and having the crack and learning so much from each other. And then obviously when we found the nest, that's another story somebody can talk about, but when we found the nest, it was just amazing how people could just slot in there and do their shifts and mind the nests and put their best foot forward. There's so much that can be done when just people come together.
So it was absolutely magic to find the two nests below it. The one was at the mouth of the Cashin, and one was around the corner on the long strand going back to Men's Beach. For us, it was just phenomenal to be able to set up camp. We generally did kind of 2-hour stints down at the mouth of the Cashin. I'd pack a picnic, I'd bring a pack of cards, bring torches. And myself and the boys, we all have little sets of binoculars. So they were able to see the male and female birds sitting and incubating their little eggs. So that was really, really incredible. What we did then at the, we'll say on our watch, was we would meet with any passers-by and explain that there is a nesting bird there. And most of them had no idea that there was a nest, that they were literally walking past. Like, as Sean had mentioned, like, they're just so well camouflaged. It's amazing. But this one particular nest, it was heartbreaking to see, because it was so close to the walkway. Like, you could actually step on it, and the bird, if the bird didn't move out of the way, and you could do it without even realising. So we basically spoke to people when they were passing, if they had dogs on or off leads. We'd explain to them that there's nesting birds here. We'd ask them to keep their dogs on a lead if they were off the lead. And most people were absolutely amazing, like with the engagement and interaction we had with them. With the nest and the eggs there, people were really, really happy to see that there was a group out, that there were, myself and Sean and Barry put up. We put up some signs, just educating people that they would be approaching nests shortly. And it was met with really great...
This is the heart and soul of conservation, and it really, really is so inspiring to see. And I think there's a beautiful thread here also in the story of Sean Culhan, this local man who has been watching the ringed plover since being a young boy, taking notes, taking sketches, writing to Frank King, and now... following through to the next generation, the younger generation today. And I think that really is something to consider as to what it is that we're leaving future generations in terms of our natural environment.
My name's Oscar and I'm from Zelton Cross and I'm 6 and a half.
Where have you seen the ringed plover?
On a beach.
On the beach? What part of the beach?
Where, like, you know, you walk down that slope. But the other one is really hard to see.
Okay, and tell me about that.
So a lot of people are walking down, you know, the path, so it's, you know, endangering the bird a little bit.
Okay.
That were nesting there.
What could happen to them?
They could be... the chicks could die.
Oh no! And why do you think it's important to look after the ringed plover?
Because it could be extinct.
And what does that mean?
It's not around anymore.
Oh no, that'd be very sad, wouldn't it? And do you tell your friends about the ringed plover?
I didn't get around to...
Okay, but when you're back in school now, you're going to be telling them all about it.
Yeah.
And if a little boy or girl walked up to you right now and said to me, tell me about the ringed plover, what would you say?
It had the same thing I said about, you know, its body.
Perfect. And would you talk about why it's important to look after it?
Because it's really cute.
My name is Michael and I'm from Ballybunion.
And how old are you, Michael?
7 and a half.
Excellent. What class are you in?
First class and going into second class.
Oh, very good. Are you looking forward to coming back to school?
Yeah.
Good man, yourself. So tell me a little bit about the ringed plover.
It has a white face with a black mask and a black body.
So he looks a little bit like a bank robber?
Yeah.
So that's very funny. And is he small or big?
Small.
Excellent. And whereabouts does he live?
At the Cashin.
What kind of things have you been doing to look after the ringed plover?
We've been putting up signs and...
painting the signs.
Painting the
top of the
wood
signs.
And...
and what does it say on the signs?
Be well.
Keep your dog on the lead.
And why is that important?
So that the dogs don't eat the eggs or harm them.
Oh my God, it's such an important job. You really have to make sure that they're all the little chicks are safe.
Yeah.
If you're going down to look, what do you have to do when you're getting ready to go down to look at the ringed plover and to protect them? Do you have any equipment?
Binoculars.
Excellent. And how long would you be down there looking at them?
1 hour.
Oh, wow. That's a big commitment.
Or 2 hours.
Oh, wow. You're there for a long time, so. And have you seen any chicks yet?
No, all I've seen was the eggs.
Oh, wow. That's still really cool, though. And do they have,
and
like...
the mama.
And the mama. Excellent.
My name is Christopher, and my age is 5, and I'm from Ballybunion.
What does the ringed plover look like?
It has a black face and a white and black body.
Okay, and is it cute?
Kind of.
And is it, do you see many of them around the place?
No.
No, they're a bit scarce. But Sean was telling us that there was loads of them years ago. So what do you think happened?
They drowned in the water.
Okay.
They died.
Oh, that's very sad. And tell me, what have you been doing? You've been helping out a lot with the community group, haven't you?
Yes.
So what jobs have you been doing, Christopher?
I've been watching out.
Okay, and how do you do that?
We camp up the set and we bring games and get food.
Okay, and what do you have, binoculars or do you have any equipment?
We have binoculars.
Very good. And what are you looking for?
A plover.
You're looking for a plover. And have you seen any of the nests yet?
Yes.
And tell me, what does the nest look like?
It looks like one of those stick nests.
Okay, it's made out of sticks. And do you see what the eggs look like?
They just look like white worms that are really round.
Okay, isn't that really clever? So their eggs look like rocks, so people mightn't think that they're eggs.
They look like round rocks.
Isn't that really interesting? And are they much... Are they the same size as a chicken egg?
No.
No, bigger or smaller?
Smaller.
Much smaller?
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very interesting. No, do you see the mummies and the daddies?
Most of the times.
And would they be sitting on the eggs?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's really good.
And finding food.
What kind of food do you think they get?
Worms.
Worms. Wow. That's very cool.
Or sea worms.
Sea worms. Wow. That sounds really, really interesting.
Because there's not worms on beaches.
No,
only in the sea.
Wow, very cool. And do you think that it's really important to look after the ring plover?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because they're nature.
They're nature. Nature's really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to look after nature, don't we?
Yeah.
Excellent. You've been so good. Thank you very, very much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
For more information on this and other projects in the area, visit brilliantballybunion.com.
Ours to protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
Yeah, brilliant stuff there from Siobhan Brosnan at that project in Ballybunion. And a special thank you to Dr. Barry O'Donoghue, Sean Culhane, Anya Hellard and Sarah Nolan as well. An extra special thank you as well to 6-year-old Oscar, 7-year-old Michael and 5-year-old Christopher.